Yo, salam nerds, it's your boy Neebs, aka Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host Jazz, aka Jazz Whip.
Jazz Whip?
Jazz Whip.
Whoa.
Yes, Jazz Whip, man. You know,
as in Cool Whip or Whips?
You'll see. You'll just have to see, bro. We'll find damn. Out. We will find out. But let's welcome our guest. We have had her on the show before, a long time ago, and we brought her back for season two. Welcome back, Sheena.
Hi.
How are you doing, Sheena? How's everything going with you?
Doing well, you know, just got married, traveling between Jersey, Florida, you know, living the good life.
Oh, you're in Florida now? Look at you.
Yeah.
We're in Florida.
By Disney, Orlando.
Oh, Jazz, I feel like we need to take a trip out to Orlando. I think that sounds like something that
we did at Upna last year.
I know, but Sheena didn't live there. Now we have a place to stay.
Exactly. Come through.
Look at us inviting right. ourselves over to our house. well, listen, guys. Speaking of house, so this week on The Bachelorette, the people who get to stay get to go to hometowns. And hometowns are when you get to bring your family onto the show, and the Bachelorette gets to meet them. So, interesting stuff. So, for those of you that don't know, this is our Bachelor recap episode. We do an episode once a week about the Bachelor, but we recap the episode for people who don't watch the episode because our co-host Jazz does not watch the Bachelor.
I do not watch the Bachelor at all.
Yep. And this week, Sheena also does not watch The Bachelor. So I am going to explain what's happening on The Bachelor to my two friends, and hopefully hilarity ensues, but it probably won't because this season has been very, very lame. And you know what? I cannot bring good content out of something that doesn't exist. I don't know what to do.
Bring back the spiciness.
Yeah, we need more drama, man. That's what it is.
Bring back the not cringe drama, because the past few weeks... No, not the past few weeks drama. Bring back the drama from previous seasons. That was okay.
Fair. So let's talk about what's going on this season, right? So when we left off last season, everything seems to be going okay. But one of the guys who was one of the top picks, his name is Nate. We talked about him last week. A bunch of rumors came out about Nate, about him.
The kid.
With the kid and cheating on people. But people on the show don't know about this yet. So they still think, like, they're giving him a great edit. He's coming out like a hero. And this week, Gabby ended up letting him go.
Whoa.
Yeah, we thought he was shooting. Okay, so here's the thing. Gabby isn't ready to be a mom. And because of that, and that him having a son, she decided to let him go. Could she have let him go earlier? Maybe. But I think they were trying to give him an edit so he can become the next Bachelor. So I think that's why they kept him.
Okay, I believe that. Because, one, I understand, like, some people are not ready to be parents and they don't want a kid in their life. I completely get that. This is Gabby season. Good for her. Here's a question, though. The producers didn't know about the kid, right?
No, the producers did know about the kid.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they knew about the kid.
Oh, this is fine. This is the first time Gabby's finding out about the kid, and Nate was comfortable enough sharing that with her, and then she let him go for that. Then it's fine. I'm good with that. That's good TV.
What do you think, Sheena? You think that was a good reason to let him go?
Yeah, absolutely. It's her season, like Jazz said, and I think it's up to the person if they're up for the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In their life, yeah.
I really think they were giving him a good edit to be... you know, the next Bachelor, but I don't know if that's going to happen now because of these rumors that came out about him. So we will see. But Nate's gone, and now there's just a few people left. So let's talk about their group dates. So Jazz, they are in Amsterdam this week. So,
Amsterdam.
Yeah.
The place with the famous red light district.
Uh-huh.
The place with drugs and everything else that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
The Netherlands.
Don't forget the tulips. They got tulips there.
They do. They do. Yeah. Fields and, yeah. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
the little windmill thing. What's it called?
Oh, they actually had a windmill. They brought one of the guys to a windmill.
Yeah, yeah. There's a name for it. I don't know what it is. It's not called windmill, obviously, but like there's like a specific name for the ones in the fields. It's used to like ground flour like it was back in the day.
Oh, no. This was a real windmill. It's like a house, but also a windmill. It's like a windmill house.
Yeah, yeah. That's the aesthetic now. But ooh, they had a name for them. I forgot what it was called. Yeah, but okay. I know what you're talking about.
Well, as long as Don Quixote is not like freaking stabbing it. Little literary reference for you guys. all right, so let's see what happens. So basically, they go to the red light district. And no, they don't go to the red light district. I'm just kidding.
I was actually laughing at the Don Quixote reference. Because I don't know if anybody would ever get that, like besides you and I. Like.
Oh, man.
No, and then no. You talk about the red light district, and I just like get that little giggle at the perfect time. Well done, man. Well done.
Oh, man. This is what we do here. Okay. So basically, Gabby has a date with her guys, and they go into this room, and there's this woman in a dominatrix outfit. And
oh, it was a kind of whip. Okay.
Yeah, Jazz. Yeah.
Okay. It was a kind of whip.
That's what I thought.
I knew it. I haven't even watched the show.
Sheena, would you take somebody on a date where a dominatrix comes there and brings out a whip and then like starts whipping people with it?
No, not at all. No, not my thing.
Oh man, definitely not. So basically, the first thing they do, the lady takes out a whip. Also, first of all, I'm really glad they got rid of Nate before this date because that would have looked really bad.
Oh no.
Wait, what is right. This rumor? What am I?
Nate is a black guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
White people whipping a black guy.
Oh man.
That, yeah, I am so glad they got.
Oh, that's a
somebody had the foresight to be like, we need to let him go early.
You know what? That's what it is. The producers, maybe this whole thing is a rumor. Like, we need to let Nate go. Because yeah. It's gonna look bad.
That would have looked at. I am so glad they have somebody in the production crew that like had the foresight to be like, yeah, that would be a bad look. Only white people allowed on this episode. Oh man. But so like a lot of the guys talked about, like they were like asking them like really deep questions, like, oh, like how many people you slept with? And like, I don't know why I said that so softly.
He's so modest. Even on a podcast, he's so modest.
I don't know. Like, if I say it softer, it's not like people are not going to hear it. It's a podcast.
Who are you trying to hide from, your mom? Like,
they don't listen, but even then. All right. And then one of the things they said was like, what would be your safe word? So I was going to ask you guys, like, if you had a safe word, what would your safe word be? Go, Jazz. What's your safe word?
Damn it. You're putting me on the spot, Neebs.
All right. What about you, Sheena? Do you got one?
I got to think, too.
We are non-kinky people.
Jazz, we should pick like an accounting
speak
term.
For yourself, Jazz. Nothing wrong with getting Neebs. Choked.
It's something we should know about?
Listen, man. Nothing wrong with getting choked a little bit. Listen, man. Some, you know, restrict your airways a little bit, man. Listen, my safe word is Sean Masala.
What?
Oh man.
Neebs. Right.
What?
What if you don't have enough air to say Sean Masala?
Yeah, that's a long one.
When you say Sean, and she's like, what? I didn't hear the Masala part. She keeps going.
What a way to go, though, right?
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Ladies, if you're interested in Neebs, he's into choking.
With consent, of course. Of course. Yes. You know, we got to have consent. You know, right. Got to be a gentleman about that.
I'm not king shaming. I'm just letting them know. All right. Just letting y'all know.
Listen, anything goes, man. Anything goes. But yeah, do you have a safe word? Do you think of one yet?
No, I haven't.
What about you, Sheena?
I don't know. Tulips keep popping up in my head. Ooh, probably because you said there's tulips in Amsterdam.
I like that. That's a good one. Tulips. I dig that. I dig that.
You know what? I'm going to do this. Google.
Don't Google.
I don't know
safe
if you're gonna
word.
Have some good content pop up there.
Jazz's safe word is gonna be like his password, like exclamation point.
Oh, this is actually pretty good.
Hashtags. So like,
one of the more common ones is sports.
Okay. So like what, right? Like Yankees?
No, no, just say sports because it's a quick word, right?
Sports.
Mm-hmm. I don't want
like
a quick word.
Celebrity name, like
I want a complicated word.
Okay, that's actually pretty bad. One of the things is name like celebrities, right? And it's like Steve Carell. But I'm like, wait a second. If I'm screaming Steve in the middle of this whole situation, that gives a completely different image of like or what it could be. So no, do not use actual people's names. This is a horrible
that's
idea.
That's so funny because I was just thinking about Steve Carell in that the 40-year-old virgin when he's getting waxed and it says Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's so funny.
Maybe that's a safe word in the movie.
Oh, I found a good one. I found a good one. Okay. Vanilla.
Ugh. Yeah, you're so boring.
You're so vanilla.
I don't know.
Latte. Sushi. Poodle. Tennis.
These seem so boring, bro. Gotta be something funny, man.
Unicorn.
You need some masala up in
narwhal,
there.
Narwhal.
I know, mermaid. Man. Yeah, man.
Goofy. Fine, Goofy. Happy?
Oh, I like
Goofy.
That one.
Yeah, Goofy. Goofy. I like that one. That's Goofy. Yeah.
I'm sticking with that one. That's
Let's
fine.
Let's do it. All right, guys. You've heard it here. We have all our safe words here.
Publicly broadcasting it.
Yo, when... If this podcast gets out of hand, that's my safe word for the podcast. I'm Vishal Masala. Vishal Masala.
We gotta stop here.
No, if somebody asks a question or somebody says something too personal, we can just say Sean Masala, and that's our safe word, and we won't talk about it. We'll get off the subject. That's okay. A good safe word for the podcast.
Okay.
I like that.
I dig it. We'll keep it.
All right. If we go into a subject that people don't want to talk about, safe word. We'll give people safe words. I like that. Okay, so back to this date, right? So basically, they had these guys take off their shirt, and then Gabby did, like, weird things to them. Like, one guy, she dropped candle wax. The other
don't
guy...
Keep shame.
I'm not saying it's weird as in a bad way. I'm saying it's weird like it's not a typical date. But she drops wax on a guy. And it's not weird because of what they're doing. But yo, homie, yo, we're still in COVID territory, bro. You can't be doing that stuff. So one guy, she puts like whipped cream on his nipples and licks it off. So it got a little steamy, man. They did a lot of weird stuff. So,
Neves, did you discover something new that you liked?
No, I didn't discover anything new. I've always liked that stuff.
Learning a lot. Oh, I love this podcast. Today, huh?
I love this podcast. If I ever need a wingman, that's gonna be my line. Neves doesn't do a lot of things.
Oh man, whatever it takes to make the people happy. I'm a pleaser.
I'm dead.
Oh man, let's move on, guys.
All right, she just wants me so uncomfortable right now.
We brought Sheena on for Indian matchmaking, and now she's subjected to The Bachelor. I feel so sorry.
I'm just here for the stories. Well, how many men are left at this point?
Probably like a good 8 people, maybe.
Okay, maybe. Do you guys have favorites? I don't know if you've talked
about it. We have favorites. So one guy
have favorites. I have no idea who anybody is.
Yeah, Jazz has nobody. He doesn't know anybody. But honestly, my favorite is gone. My favorite was Nate, and he's done. Ah. And then all the rumors came out about him, so that sucks. Tino is probably going to win. Baby back bitch Tino. Right, Jazz?
What? That's right from last week. Baby back
bitch. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So... Okay, so basically this guy, Logan, this is what happened. This guy was dating, so there's 2 bachelorettes this season. This guy was dating one of the bachelorettes, and then he asked to switch teams to the other bachelorette. And he was on this, like, kinky date, right, with the wax and all that stuff, right? But turns out he got COVID. Only got COVID. Yeah, so, like, they did all these things to make sure this nobody gets COVID. They're on a boat this season. They try to do all these things to make it and then make it separate, and they still got COVID, which was kind of, like, weird.
If he got COVID, then what that means is they all have COVID now.
Yeah. So Jazz, here's the weird part. So the guy is talking to the Logan the day before, and then he goes into Gabby's room without a mask, and he goes into Gabby and says, hey, he has COVID. And, like, Gabby doesn't have a mask. He doesn't have a mask. Then he goes to the room with the other guys and says, hey, he has COVID again with no mask. Like, I don't understand why they're doing all this stuff with no mask. They obviously all been exposed to COVID. They might not test positive right now, but they probably all got exposed. Mm-hmm. And then I think they send this guy home. I think he left.
Wait, is he done for the season or is it just like?
I don't know. I didn't see him. They didn't show him for the rest of the episode. So I don't know if he's still there or I don't know if he's gone.
If he's gone, that's really sad, actually.
Yeah, man. He got like cock-blocked by COVID. But haven't we all? Haven't we all, technically? We've all been there. And then the other date that happened is a weird date. I think it was Rachel's date. And basically what happened is all these guys took their shirts off again. A lot of taking shirts off with these guys. And they,
the producers know their audience, let's be honest.
That is true. They do know their audience. Yeah.
Producers know their audience. So you fair know what? Enough. I'll let that one slide.
Yeah, yeah. So what these guys have to do is they basically have like, I don't know what this thing is called. It's like a big like wooden block and there's like scales on both sides of these like wooden blocks, right? It's kind of like
okay.
Not like a like it's like a oh man, like a plank or something, right? You hold it and there's thing. They put cheese on each side and the guys have to hold it for a certain amount. So they made all these guys take off their shirts and hold the cheese. And she's like, oh, whoever holds the most cheese, that's how much they love me. Like, it was weird. Yeah, look at Sheena. Sheena's like, yeah, what the hell is this? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but Sheena, like, would that matter to you? Would you be impressed with how much cheese a guy can hold?
Oh, why are they having them hold cheese? Why can't they just like do a bar of like weights?
I think it's because Amsterdam or the Netherlands are like the cheese capital of the world. Even though I thought it was Wisconsin, I don't know.
Yeah, that's but, Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, but no, it's
it doesn't matter to me.
So it's really interesting because like the ripped guys that are like in like have six packs of abs, they gave up really, really early, and the guys who had a little bit of like you know not as ripped. They lasted the longer. So it's like the difference between like real muscle and like aesthetic muscle. So like, Sheena, what would you prefer? A guy who's like actually strong or a guy who just looks like he's strong and has ripped abs?
Actually strong.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. And ripped abs is just like, I think it's a myth. You have to work super hard. I mean, you can't even, if you eat like half a bread, your abs are gone. So
yeah. All these guys are like personal trainers and stuff. They don't, most of them don't even have real jobs. Like it's really rare for them to have, well, not that personal training isn't a real job, but it's also like you can't have a sedentary job and maintain that kind of body is what I'm trying to
exactly.
say.
Exactly. That, I mean, if they're personal training, that is their job to make sure they have good looking bodies so they can, you know, get more clients. And you need to, that's like us doing accounting, making sure we're actually knowledgeable in the field before we go out and audit someone. So
let me go depreciate some land real quick, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Way, don't ever depreciate land in the real world. I also get that joke. But for those who don't know, you can't depreciate land.
No. All right, back to the show. So basically what happens is Tino wins this thing. So he's feeling great. He won this. Snap, what's up, Just Huge? What's going on? One of our boys, Just Huge, is here. He said personal training requires constant maintenance. It does, man. It does on the body. And like for people who have like jobs like me that are like sitting down, we're a little flabby, man. We don't got
a little.
Yo, that's awesome, man. Thanks for joining. Surprised you're joining the Bachelor episode.
Hey, does he watch The Bachelorette? We should get him.
No, I don't think he watches The Bachelorette. He's a self-respecting man. He's not watching The Bachelorette. All right. So my boy Tino, he wins this like cheese weightlifting competition. And basically what happens is he's super happy about it. And he thinks...
Question.
What?
With the cheese. What kind of cheese was it? Like, was it like cheese wheels or was it like...
Yes, cheese wheels. It was cheese wheels.
Oh, wow.
They're heavy.
Yeah. Those are heavy. Like, I've lifted one of like Parmigiano Reggiano, right? That was 82 pounds of cheese in a wheel.
Wow. So
if they had like one on each side, that's like 160 pounds of cheese.
No, they had two on each side. Plus the wooden plank. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's impressive, I guess. I didn't have...
Hold up. Let me do some math real quick. Each wheel of cheese would be two plates, essentially. So they were pushing four plates on each side, plus 45.
That's yeah.
These guys can squat, apparently.
Well, they weren't squatting. They were just holding it straight. I know, but still, still.
You need the core strength for that. Like, that's okay. That's impressive.
I kind of want to go back and watch this clip now.
I need to watch a clip now, too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. Dad, thanks for bringing that up. I had no idea. Now I'm a little bit more impressed.
So, and why were you lifting a whole wheel of cheese?
Okay, so story time. Costco. They were selling whole wheels of Parmigiano Reggiano. And it was $1,000 for the wheel, and I bought one.
Oh, wow.
Was it like if you can hold one cheese, you can get it for free? Like if you can lift it?
And what did you do with it?
So a bunch of us split it just because, like, you know.
Okay.
There's no way.
I'm glad it didn't go to waste.
80 pounds of cheese.
Oh, so in order to split it, did you have to cut the cheese?
Well done. Well done.
Sheena's shaking her head like this fucking guy.
I think this whole podcast I've been shaking my head. So.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. Let's finish this episode. Let's finish it up. We're almost done. So basically, they have a group.
I cut the cheese.
Basically, after this group date, they go on to their cocktail hour, right, where they have the night group date, and she gets to talk to everyone individually. Now, Tino, because he won this event, and because, like, you know, she's really, really into him, he's like, he's going to get a group rose, but she ends up giving it to another guy. She ends up giving it to this guy named Tyler, and that's when Tino starts having a fit. His true colors start showing. He starts getting super angry, and he's like, I earned this. I should have gotten the group rate rose. And he, like, instead of the guy celebrating at the end, like, or congratulating him, he leaves and goes to the side and starts complaining. So, Sheena, what do you think about a guy who gets, like, angry like that? That's like a red flag, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't expect it, you know, because someone's just acting normal the whole time, and all of a sudden they flip out on you.
Yeah.
Did he come back and apologize, or what happened after?
So he apologized the next day after somebody called him out on it, and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was frustrated." But like he wouldn't have said that if people didn't call him out on it. But I do feel like it was a baby back bitch move.
Nice. At this point, he's earned that title. So you know what? Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm opposed to, like, you know, cursing in a title like that or a nickname, but no, he's earned it now.
Yeah. So, Sheena, what happened was last episode, we heard a preview of somebody calling him a baby back bitch, and we had no idea why people were calling him baby back bitch, but we just thought that word was so funny. Like, we were like cracking up last episode. Isn't such a funny insult, right? Baby back bitch.
That is. So, I mean, what does it even mean?
I don't know what it means.
We know.
I think it's a reference to the baby back rib from Chili's.
Okay, I was going to say, it sounds like baby back ribs.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, okay, so let's go back to this. Let's finish up this episode. So, basically, they get rid of three guys. They get rid of this guy named Ethan. He was the only Asian person on this show. So, Ethan is gone.
RIP.
Yep, RIP Ethan. He was really such a good guy, and he actually lasted the longest for the cheese thing. Him and Tino were, like, neck and neck, and he lost it by, like, a second. So, yeah, and he was also somebody who wasn't, like, super ripped, and, like, yo, he was, like, killing it. So Ethan left, and then another guy who I don't even remember was on the show, Spencer, also died. Like, not died, left. I thought of it like a video game. Like, oh, yeah, this player died.
Wait, what happened on the show?
So he didn't die. He got eliminated.
Oh, my God. What if you manifested that here on the podcast?
No.
No.
I meant that like in a video game where you got eliminated. All right, whatever. It is what it is. But anyways, that's the end of the episode. Nothing crazy happened. A little kinky stuff. But other than that, nothing crazy happened.
This is a crazy episode. What are you talking about?
No, honestly, I think us talking about it is actually funnier than the actual episode. I have to watch it.
I gotta say.
You know what? I may actually watch an episode of The Bachelor for the first time ever.
Yeah,
oh, look at that. Look at that. But listen, you can watch it if you want to. But because of us, you don't have to. Because we watch this show, so you don't have to. Anyways, thank you guys for being on this show. Appreciate you, Sheena. You're always welcome back. It's super, super cool. I wish The Bachelor was more exciting this season, but it's not. But it's still fun to talk about it. It's still fun to have these conversations. And, you know, we'll see, man. We'll see what happens at the end. There's still a little bit of drama left. There's still more crying. So we'll see. Jazz, any thoughts about this episode?
No, man. I'm just hungry now. So I'm going to get some...
Yeah.
We'll make a pasta, get some cheese, and just, like, you know.
Let's do it.
What's your favorite cheese, guys?
Oh, mine is probably mozzarella. Mozzarella is probably my favorite cheese. I like mozzarella, yeah. Mm. Or Monterey Jack. Monterey Jack is good. What about you, Jazz?
Well, oh, man. Like, so you've heard me talk about, like, actual Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. I do love mozzarella. But I don't know.
Don't know. Can't
ask me to pick one cheese when there's so many good cheeses out there.
You're like, talking to a guy who bought a wheel of cheese, so I get it. You
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I bought a wheel of cheese. I bought 80 pounds of cheese, okay? Right. Like, you can't ask me to pick one cheese to, like, you know, like. You can't do that.
Jazz is like, it's like picking my favorite child. I can't do it.
Exactly. There's like mozzarella for the latte, like cottage cheese. Like you said, what was it? Monterey Jack. And then there's like, you know, cheddar, Asiago, Gouda. Like I can go on and on, man. Come on.
All right. Well, that's enough about cheese. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. I hope you guys had a good time. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And tell your friends to watch our show. If they don't watch The Bachelor and they want to be all up on the biz, watch our podcast.
But for what it's worth, Pecorino Romano.
Okay. I can't even pronounce that word, man.
I think that should be a safe that's word. Like, it,
ooh. Romano. Got it.
Jeez. Romano.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese is a good one. It's short, sweet, and to the point. Like, yes.
Cheese. Okay. This will forever be known as the episode where everybody gets a safe word. All right, guys.
Maybe we're never going to get married.
That's it. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, guys. Sean Masala.
Cheese.